This is 89.1 WEMU, and I welcome you to Issues of the Environment. David Fair with you today, and we're talking trash, the kind you find in a football stadium. Now, I'm not talking about the harsh words spoken between players after a play. I'm talking about literal trash. If you've ever been to Michigan Stadium on a football Saturday, you've seen the overflowing trash cans and recycle bins. You've seen the garbage in the aisles and in the concourses. Then there's the concession trash and food waste that is where you don't necessarily see it. Do you think it's possible that one day we might see a football Saturday in Ann Arbor that manages to be a zero-waste event? Well, progress towards that end is being made, and it is the goal to get to that point sooner rather than later. My guest today is Paul Dunlop, and Paul is the Senior Facility Manager for Michigan Stadium and Chrysler Center, and thank you for the time. It's much appreciated.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
Let's go back to the start just a bit. In 2015, President Mark Schlissel announced a campus sustainability initiative. As part of the overall goal to make U of M a better environmental steward, the athletics department decided to work towards making football game days zero-waste events. At that time, how much trash was being generated and how much of it was ending up in the landfill?
Well, football game days at Michigan Stadium don't generate as much trash as people might think. We calculated that the waste generated from football game days in the 2015 season, which was the last time we had data to look at, accounted for less than 0.003% of the university's overall landfill trash. But what we did recognize is that Michigan Stadium is very visible. A lot of people kind of view Michigan Stadium and our football program as the front porch to the university, and we want to be great partners with the rest of campus. And like you mentioned, President Schlissel announced those sustainability initiatives, and one of those was for us in the athletic department to try to convert Michigan Stadium game days to be zero waste.
Well, understanding that what is generated at the University of Michigan Stadium is a drop in the bucket in terms of the entire university, we are still talking, I would assume, in the tons of trash on a football Saturday, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we, our best estimates are that we collect a total of about 10 to 12 tons of overall waste that's collected from inside the fence of Michigan Stadium after each football game.
That's more than you could put out on Trash Monday at the house, right?
No doubt.
Well, now we're in 2017. Based on those initial 2015 statistics you cited, how far have we come? Are we generating less trash and keeping more of what is generated out of the landfills?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really happy and surprised and happy with our results so far. So 2016, we used that season to basically transition all of our products over to be either recyclable or compostable. Our concessions partner, Sodexo, really had a lot of work to do to try to find compostable Nacho trays, Coke cups, and other products that they serve all of the concessions in. So in 2016, we worked with them to identify good options, as well as the Office of Campus Sustainability here on campus, to make sure that everything that they were sourcing would actually be accepted by both our recycling and compost facilities. Then, so we worked in 16 to make sure that there was a good option, that it was durable, and that it did everything that they wanted it to do. And now in 2017, we have three games under our belt, and we've averaged almost 88% diversion rate for those three home games so far.
That's rather astounding.
Yeah, so the way that we come up with that number is we get our reports on all of the total waste that's collected inside of Michigan Stadium on Sunday mornings. And, you know, we figure out what percentage of that is going to our compost facility, what percent is going to our landfill facility, what percent is going to our recycling facility. And like I said, almost 88% of the overall waste is not going to the landfill.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and our guest is Paul Dunlop. Paul is the Senior Facility Manager for Michigan Stadium and Chrysler Center, and we're talking about getting to a point of zero waste on game days at Michigan Stadium. You mentioned what happens on Sunday mornings and how you evaluate the day. I want to get a sense of the entire process for a minute. What measures are taken in the days and hours leading up to a Saturday kickoff to help ensure waste reduction?
Yes, we spend a lot of time making sure that we have lots of signs in the right places. So we have approximately 500 locations throughout Michigan Stadium. That's in the concourse and all of the suites and the club areas where waste is collected. And that's where fans at the game have a decision when they dispose of their waste. Are they going to put it into the recycling bin or the compost bin? So we want to make sure that it's as easy as possible for everybody. And to do so, we have some very clear signage. And back to my original point of being good partners with the campus, what we did at the football stadium is take the standard signs that you'll see in buildings throughout the University of Michigan campus, and we customize those to the stadium waste stream. So we know that nachos aren't typically sold in other buildings on campus, but they are sold here at the stadium, so we customize that sign, and we have those throughout the entire facility to try to make it as easy as possible for people.
And during the game, what is going on that is both visible to fans and perhaps a little invisible to fans to make sure that the process is efficient as possible?
Probably what's invisible to fans is that that waste is being collected as the game goes on. So we have hundreds of staff here on game days who are pulling the waste out of those trash cans as they get full. Sorry, out of those waste bins because they are recycling or compost. But those bags, as they get filled, are brought over to, we have four different collection points at the stadium, and they're put in the appropriate dumpster. And it's really, really important that if someone pulls a bag of compost, that it goes into the compost dumpster. We want to make sure that, you know, we're not contaminating either our recycling or our compost streams by bags being thrown in the wrong dumpster. And then, of course, we're trying to keep the landfill waste out of both of those streams as well. So we actually staff people at each of those collection points who we call the dumpster police and make sure that people are throwing their waste away in the appropriate dumpster.
After the game, what's the process for cleaning up the stadium?
So we don't do a ton on Saturdays after the game. We get some basic cleanup done. We get all of the trash or all of the waste pulled out of the different concession stands. The bulk of the activity happens Sunday morning. So Sunday morning, we have about 400 volunteers who show up. That's coordinated through Father Gabriel Richard High School here in Ann Arbor. They've been partners with us for a very long time, and they do a great job. So they show up around 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's kind of amazing to watch. They get to work in collecting all of the waste that's left behind out in the seats in the bowl. And yeah, they have a pretty good process for certain people pick up the compost, certain people pick up the recycling, and then a very small percentage are picking up the contamination or the landfill that doesn't fit into either of those two streams.
That's amazing. And then end of day Sunday, you're looking at a brand spanking new stadium. Looks like it wasn't used.
Absolutely. You come 11 a.m., maybe noon, it's pretty amazing to see. The stadium almost looks like a game didn't happen the night before.
Once again, we're talking with Paul Dunlop on issues of the environment here on 89.1 WEMU. Paul, you said we're at 88% at this point. What needs to change in seasons to come to get to 100%?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that the term zero waste in the major events industry is more of an aspirational goal. And the goal is to divert 90% of your waste away from the landfill. So, you know, we recognize that getting to 100% diversion is probably not possible. One of the primary contaminants that we don't have good control over is all of the waste that comes out of the restrooms. So we are not composting or recycling for sanitary reasons all of the waste that comes out of our restrooms. And we recognize that that's going to be a certain percentage of the overall waste that's generated. We also have the challenge of people bringing things into the stadium that they shouldn't. Even though folks are not supposed to bring anything into the stadium on game days, we recognize
that. We've all seen it, yeah.
We've seen it. It happens. And so our challenge is trying to get those things into the right waste stream and not to cause any contamination.
So if you and I have this conversation 3 years from now, what further advancements do you think we will have made towards that goal?
So right now, we're 100% focused inside the fence line of Michigan Stadium. So that's kind of where we've drawn the line in the sand. We've said we can control, for the most part, the waste stream that happens inside our fence. And therefore, we think we can be pretty successful. I'd like to see in the future, going forward, us starting to step outside the fence and do more recycling and giving our fans who tailgate the opportunity to compost their waste out in the parking lots.
Paul, thank you very much for the time. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That is Paul Dunlop. He is Senior Facility Manager for Michigan Stadium and Chrysler Center. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.